Right now, we're talking to John Munson of the New Standards. He's their bass player. He's also been the bass player for Trip Shakespeare and Semisonic, and they've got a holiday show coming up at Lutzen Mountains at Papa Charlie's on Friday at 8:30. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to kicking off the holiday season up there at Lutzen, as we have done for the last several years at Papa Charlie's. It's really always a good time, good way to kind of get our holiday shows underway.
Yeah, you've been doing these for quite a while now. How did New Standards come together, and how did you start doing these shows?
Well, the band came together probably about 12 years ago or so, just Chan and I. We'd always known about each other for years, kind of playing down here in the Twin Cities, even back in the 80s, you know, and I certainly watched him when I was a kid, you know, mm-hmm. with his band, The Suburbs. And then we played on a couple of friends' shows and found that we had a lot in common and had this idea for, you know, to kind of explore rock music, you know, with big wooden instruments, essentially, and just sing our favorite songs. That's basically the concept of the group. But 10 years ago, we did our first holiday show, kind of as a lark, really. And now it's grown into a juggernaut. we do these shows at the State Theater in downtown Minneapolis over a weekend here. And, you know, I guess it's probably about 6,000 tickets that we do over the weekend. And, you know, go up to Lutzen, which is also great. And we've been taking the show around the state, too. We're going to be up in Detroit Lakes, I think, on the 6th or the 7th this year. And we've been doing that over the years, just kind of going around to different places in the state and putting on this extravaganza.
Yeah, it looks pretty extravagant just from the videos that I've seen. There's a lot of people on stage, a lot going on.
A lot of people trying to top themselves, you know. After 10 years, it starts to get ridiculous, you know. And we're in that zone, but we have a good time doing it. And you know, there's a lot of incredible people who have been involved over the years. You know, we've had everybody from Dessa to Jeremy Messersmith to Mike Doty come up. Dan Wilson, my old partner from Semisonic, Matt Wilson, and Haley Bonner, all sorts of different people, Chris Goza. Wow. And there's a good crew coming up to Papa Charlie's, actually, on Friday, too.
Can you tell us who that is, or is it going to be a surprise?
It's always a surprise. Okay. We never advertise who's going to do it, for one thing, because it tends to be a kind of a changeable thing. Things can change at the last minute because everybody that is involved is busy. And also because we kind of, you know, we try to treat the show as a big old Christmas present that we unwrap live on stage, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's just the people that we trot out. It's like if you knew what you were getting in that package, it wouldn't be as much fun.
That's definitely true. So I know you have a Christmas album out, and it's a holiday show. And what the New Standards do is they take modern songs, and it's kind of a play on like jazz standards, right? You're making these new standards.
That's kind of what we have in mind. That's kind of the conceit of the name, anyway. Although when it comes to the holiday show, it kind of ventures a little bit away from that, because, you know, we do some classic holiday material, mm-hmm. as well as just some rock tunes or whatever that we're with that are interesting to us at the time, you know. So it's, mm-hmm. it's a little bit different, because it's probably a little more classic fare in the holiday show.
And you mentioned Chan earlier. Who else is with you in this group?
Steve Rome is a musical buddy of long standing of mine. He played with Matt Wilson for a number of years. He also played in a rock and roll group called Billy Goat, which is out of Texas for a while. And plays vibraphone in this group. So yeah, he's amazing. He's very, very flashy vibraphone players. It's always really fun to see somebody kind of go off with four mallets in their hand, you know?
And you hold them in like the V style going.
Right. On. Yeah. Yeah. It's nutty. I don't know. I don't know how he does it. But he's super flashy and amazing when he starts to fly on that thing.
Was it like a shift going from kind of an alt rock or punk rock background into a jazz setting?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, I guess. It's kind of a indie rock and punk rock and stuff like that. So we'll do anything from like a Clash song to St. Vincent song to Elvis Costello, even we'll even do some of Chan's, Suburb song or a Trip Shakespeare song here or there, whatever. It's really fun, there's just so many great songs to play,
So, like, what qualities does a song need for you to want to arrange it?
Well, the thing that we try way more songs than we end up doing, of course. And usually the thing that rules a song out is if the lyrics are not something that you can really relate to. Since Chan and I are the main singers in the group, we have to have a connection to the lyrics. And so I think over the years, powerful songwriting is the thing that is what rules the song in or out. If it's like powerful and moving to Chan or I, and we can believe the song as we're singing it and feel like we can make it come alive or take it to an interesting place, then those are the songs we'll do.
Is there one song that really comes to mind, either a holiday song or other, that you got like a big sense of accomplishment or enjoyment out of turning into a new standard?
Different songs mean different things at different times, of course. That's like the magic of music, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing that's so cool about a great work of art is that you can come back to it again and again, and it keeps meaning new things. So I would say among the more powerful experiences that I've had on stage with the group, I think we played "Do You Realize" by the Flaming Lips at our holiday show one year. And it was around the time that Chan's wife Eleanor was really sick and was dying, in fact. And it was incredibly, incredibly powerful to play that song in that context. And it was really a moving moment. Other times it's more. It's not quite. I can't think of anything that could be as powerful as that. There's been other singers that have joined us. For example, Haley Bonner has joined us and sung the song "River" by Joni Mitchell, which is not strictly speaking a holiday song, but it kind of makes reference to a holiday scene, I guess, in a way. It's coming on Christmas. They'll be cutting down trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. And when she sings that song with us, it feels incredibly powerful to me every time that we've done that with her. I love that.
I can kind of hear that in my head, Haley singing Joni Mitchell. I would kill to see that, man.
Oh, it's amazing. She can totally slay on that stuff. Yeah, she's such an amazing artist, and we all appreciate her. And I mean, that's been the fun thing about the holiday show over the years is, it's given us an opportunity to work with so many amazing people. I mean, people on the local scene, and some national artists also. And also, a great cast of instrumentalists. We've got, at the state show, we'll have an 8-piece horn section and a string quartet and about 7 or 8 singers and a chorus, dancers, and all sorts of stuff like that. We can't bring that show on the road because it's just too expensive. But there's going to be some really wonderful artists coming up with us to Papa Charlie's.
I was going to say, I don't think the Papa Charlie stage is quite big enough to fit all those people.
We can barely fit that on the stage at the state. it's like I never could have imagined that stage, which seems so vast when you're standing out in the center of it and there's nobody around you filling up, but we fill it up pretty good.
If you're joining us right now, we're talking to John Munson of the New Standards. They have their holiday show coming up to Papa Charlie's tonight, actually at 8:30, along with Chan Poling of the Suburbs and Steve Rome. And you're playing bass. Do you have jazz training on like upright bass as well, or did you just kind of figure it out?
No, I did some training in trombone, but I'm a self-taught bass player. So it's all just like it's all like a mad scramble for me. And once the jazz charts come out, I'm just kind of like,
you know. But these accidentals flying everywhere.
Lots of voice leading. It's fun. I mean, I listened to a ton of jazz when I was a kid. My mom got me this box set of the Smithsonian, it was like the Smithsonian collection of jazz. It was like 12 LPs or something like that, spanning from the very earliest recordings of jazz all the way up to kind of the most modern stuff that was out at that time, like in the, you know, I guess it was in 1973 or something. I don't know when the record came out, something like that. And, man, I listened to that over and over and over again, all those sides, and then, you know, went off and ventured into more jazz. And, I mean, that's how, I think, so a lot of people learn jazz is by listening, you know. I would have loved to have had formal training. I just didn't do that.
Well, how do you and Chan and Steve balance this with all the other musical projects you're part of?
Well, you know, and this is kind of the most regular thing that we do in a weird way, I think, for all of us. We get together twice a week and rehearse for 2 or 3 hours and toss around ideas and think about new things that we can do. And we've just been doing that for years. And so it's a kind of a grounding thing. And I mean, one of the things about it that's kind of cool is that we get together at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's like this, it's like, you know, anything that's like a regular practice, if it goes away, I really miss it. You know, if I'm away for a while, I miss those guys, and I miss that opportunity to talk about ideas and think about songs to do and, like, kind of explore musically with them. But the fact that it happens at 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's like, hey, what else would I be doing at that time? You know, I don't have a straight job. All I do is music. So it's a great kind of regular practice and project in that way. And then everything else kind of revolves around that at this point in a way.
A nice little routine that just, yeah.
Routine is a beautiful thing. You know, sometimes people are like, boring routine. Well, if your routine is boring, make it interesting. You know, have an interesting routine and maybe you'll come to like routine.
I like that idea. I should apply that to my own life. So what's next for the New Standards coming up in 2018, or maybe just for you? What's coming up for you?
Oh, wow. Well, so much going on right now for me personally in my musical life. It's really exciting. My old partners in Semisonic and I have played these shows. We played all of Great Divide, which is the first record that we put out on MCA. And then this month, in fact, on the 15th and 16th at First Avenue, we're playing a couple more sold-out shows of the second record that we put out on A&M, or MCA, I should say, Feeling Strangely Fine. And given that we, you know, are getting together and doing these shows, Dan wrote some songs, and we recorded those songs. And so we may be putting out some new music in the coming year, which
wow.
is really exciting.
That is super exciting.
And that, you know, that project has been kind of, you know, I hesitate to say on the shelf, But it's been, you know, it's been hibernating here for quite a long time, and it's fun to, it's just fun to get together with those guys and work on that music again. And then Matt, Dan's brother, and I have a group called the Twilight Hours, and Matt has had an incredibly productive and florid period of a fecund musical period where he's just written a big batch of songs. So we're going to be working on recording those this year too. And I'm working on a musical with an artist I produced last year named Dylan Hicks. So we're kind of in the midst of putting that together and trying to seek out funding to produce it, which is going to be really cool. So lots of stuff on the docket.
Yeah, very busy. And I know Chan just came out with, was he on the Last Suburbs album as well?
Oh, yeah. That's his baby. Yeah. he put out a record, and really cool record. They went on tour, and they've been really busy. He's been very busy with that, and I know he's got a new batch of tunes that he's working on. Plus, he's also working on a musical that's going to be, I think, his is already lined up, and he's going to be producing it, I think, at the History Theater maybe this coming spring, I think, even. Called Lord Gordon Gordon. Yeah, it's really funny.
What does that even mean?
Mean?
Lord Gordon Gordon.
Look it up, dude. Okay. Look it up. I invite your listeners to go and Google the story of Lord Gordon Gordon. It's a real person, and it's a Minnesota history story, and you could not make this up. You would never believe it, but it actually happened. It is crazy.
Oh, I'm
gonna Lord Gordon Gordon.
I'm going to Google that as soon as we're done here. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff coming up. Wow, that's great. I guess my last question is regarding the holiday show. If someone, you know, didn't know what this was, how would you just describe the vibe and what to expect from the show?
I would say it's irreverent, you know, for sure. We get together and we have a lot of fun, and it's pretty freewheeling and loose, but there's a lot of talented musicians on stage, and when musicians are getting together and having fun, good things tend to happen. And the more people that are there, the more fun it'll be. That's for sure. And it's actually been really growing up at Papa Charlie's, which is cool. I mean, we've had really nice full houses, and it's super enjoyable. I think it's like you'll probably laugh, you'll cry, you know, and hopefully you might dance a little bit too.
Well, we've been speaking with John Munson of the New Standards Holiday Show coming up tonight at 8:30. Thank you so much for joining us today, John.
My pleasure, Will. Nice to talk with you.
You too. Take care.